It's not Lauren.
Okay, everything looks good back here.
Okay.
Let's take it away.
Okay. So, the few of you, and let's see, myself and Marika is not here, and occasionally Melissa will all be doing checking of the transcriptions. So, this is the second pass these transcriptions are receiving, and that's pretty straightforward. I think you'll basically have an idea of what's involved.
Okay.
But the extra step that we're asking you to do in this case is to look at the silent regions and listen to them for each channel and make sure that no back channels were lost, for example. Back channels is what you typically would find, although by and large these are going to be silent. So so you can start checking by, well, you can order it in any way you like, but start with the first channel and go through it entirely. I would recommend, I've found that it's easier when you're checking and you're trying to make sure the boundaries are right for a speech segment. I would recommend, like, say this one, go down here to the transcription tier and select that so that when you play, you're certain that when it stops, you've caught the whole speech signal for that utterance and haven't lost any signal information. Otherwise, it's liable to keep on running and you might not notice where it finishes. So it takes a little time, but alternatively, you could just listen to the speech segments again and make sure everything's correct for those. And so you could just hit...
Well, hi everyone again.
And then...
like before, we...
like that. And then go back and check the silent regions. If you want to make your job a little more interesting, do it in different ways on a different day, as long as it gets done. So
are we checking what's actually been transcribed already, as well as the silences?
Yeah, you're doing it. So that's the role of the checker, is to check what's said in the silent regions, in the speech regions, and then make sure nothing was lost in the silent regions. You're also responsible for resolving any uncertainties that were marked by the original transcriber.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, of course, there are going to be many situations where you, like the first transcriber, can't make any sense of it. And in that case, it will be up to you to use the at symbol. And that can be used to represent one unintelligible word or multiple intelligible words, but just use one at symbol. Exactly. And so that once you go through all the speech regions and all the non-speech regions, and that you could make another step of doing a search using going under the edit menu. You can do a search for find your place for open parentheses, and that'll take you to any that the first transcriber might have marked out. So there's one, and then you can just resolve those all one by one as a different set of changes together. And likewise for the double question marks. Just once you've gone through and resolved all the open parentheses, you can do the same for double question marks. And like I said, if you can't make any sense of it, then just use the at symbol. If you can, just give it your best guess in these cases.
How much would you want? I had a few times where I thought, well, it could be this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not entirely sure that it could be, because it could be a combination of something else, put the guess down or leave it as ambiguous in some way.
Yeah, it's... I would, if you're quite certain, then I would go ahead and type what you think it was said. If you think that
There's
There's a chance
maybe
that it could.
a 30% chance you're wrong or more.
It's usually a context problem because I
Yeah.
think sometimes if it's not intelligible, you either tend to, because you really want it to fit the context, you tend to take the closest actual word that would fit the context. Or if it, sometimes it sounds very clear as a word itself, but then wouldn't make sense at all, and then question, you know, second guess whether it's really what you heard.
Right. So maybe a good idea would be to listen to each channel one by one. Do listen to the silent and non-silent regions and make all those corrections. Leave the unknowns, the ambiguities, the uncertainties until later. So go through all the channels and do that, and then you should have the context from all four speakers, and then go back and do those searches one by one for each channel. How would that be?
That sound good?
Yeah,
That's
just in the
good
house.
also.
Okay.
Which means in passage, you might not know what they're talking about.
You'll know all too well what was said in this meeting by the
It took
time.
like the third time till I thought, oh, you're saying F5.
Yeah,
Just
I think
came out
that
of
would be
nowhere.
really helpful. That would help us, nab a good number of those uncertainties.
But if there's a chance that it's equally likely that they could have said something, or they could have said something like ice cream, then just choose one and leave it.
Choose one. It, I
Yeah.
mean, think of it from a speech recognition point of view again, and always this should
Robust.
motivate you. Yeah, what is most robust for speech recognition, and leave out
We just started our speech
anything.
recognition assignment just now.
So you're well geared towards this
That time's fine. I've done that too.
So
What
I've
about
gone
SLP? That's
through.
Oh, never mind. I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, no.
When I did my master's, I took SP1 and SP2 with Sam McKay.
You survived SP1 and SP2.
Yes. And actually, I've done quite well in SP1. I've done a bit worse in SP2 because it was a lot more challenging.
We have two new teachers for SP2.
Okay.
Too
And,
many.
Yeah.
I'll ask you later on, like, this is
Okay.
what
Okay. Back to the topic.
Okay. So, this is one I've gone through. I've just done one channel, and there were lots and lots of things, as you can see, because I've gotten square brackets around all the things that need to be changed. So this person obviously didn't know about capitalization. So just about every utterance needs to be capitalized and punctuation.
You know when you get like someone's talking and there's this sort of pause in the middle of a sentence which is long enough for it to put a break in, but they're actually sort of carrying on the sentence. Do you have to capitalize each time you transcribe a bit if it's not?
No. Whatever makes sense to you.
Okay.
But no, it can
Yeah.
continue into the next segment, and
So
that's
it's
perfectly
a
fine.
hyphen
That's
and
actually the only case
a
where you don't, or where you're not supposed to capitalize, right?
Right.
So if it's quite clear that the sentence is being carried on, you know, the sentence for the previous segment is being carried on, then that's when you don't capitalize.
Okay.
And you
Otherwise, you
only
do.
use the hyphen, I think, when the sentence is definitely not continuing
Yes.
anywhere.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've done a
Then,
few of
like,
those
it's.
wrong ones when someone comes to check it.
I'll review some of these things after I go through this a bit, just to recap. These are things that after checking everybody's work, these are things that were commonly left out or mistranscribed, whatever. So I'll go over those as an opportunity to use the whiteboard. Okay, so this person left out a lot of and punctuation, and here's a case where I think she was transcribing an out-breath, or possibly an in-breath, in and used the hash mark. In any case, I didn't hear anything, and you shouldn't be transcribing in-breaths or out-breaths.
Right.
That's information we don't need.
Like before, I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
Oh,
Okay, so
you
creaky
know, this
voice.
is the headset mic. I heard something there. But it was a
Creaky voice.
yeah, it was creaky. So
Yeah, it's really connected to the words, really.
yeah.
And you sometimes you don't know really whether it's a mic noise or the person's making a noise.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was
And
a single mic.
so here we go. Oh,
Hello.
Like before, we I have to redo the meetings from the mid.
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit more in there than I heard before. This is so I heard a creaky voice and it was audible of the level of the rest of his speech, so I would keep that. I think that's good. Oh, okay. I was adding that. That's what I was doing. That makes sense. Okay, there you go. So there's things like that. There's a missing false start here that didn't get caught.
Meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
So I added that in. So that's something that's quite common in the transcriptions I've looked at. Missed false starts, missed.
And how exact you have to be there, because some people tend to stutter more than others, and then they would have a false start 4 or 5 times in a row. And how important is it to listen to it really until you've got the exact number of the things right?
Try to get it right.
Yeah.
I think syllables should be accounted for.
Because
For
sometimes they go like that, and then you're not really
yeah,
sure whether
well,
it's
don't
three
let it
times or
drive you
four
crazy because there is one
times.
speaker Melissa just played for me today and he stutters horribly. It's unfortunate for him and for us. It's really going to be a nightmare to transcribe, so you will have to draw the line somewhere. But if it's, say, four repeated, if the word is repeated 4 times, then that's not too hard to count. I haven't come across something that's been. I haven't come across anything exceeding 4, I don't
Yeah.
think. Have you?
Well, it's not that the word is, if the word were, the whole word were being used 4 times, that wouldn't have been that difficult. But sometimes it's just a false start, which is really just maybe one or 1.5 phones, and then repeat it, and then you don't really know whether one is a long duration of one or whether it's actually two,
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
kind of thing. So it's, I think it was a word starting with D, and the person was going
Yeah. Make your best guess.
Yeah.
Try to listen to it carefully enough, but not so that you're obsessing over it for too long, I would say.
And sometimes with the does, you're thinking, are you anticipating a the, or you're trying to say the, and you're just saying
Right. Well, there again, think about robustness in the speech recognition, and it really doesn't matter. If it's a word fragment, who cares? You're marking it as a fragment, and that's what's important.
Speaking about robustness, that if somebody has an accent that you can only really understand what they're saying due to world knowledge, that what they say doesn't really actually sound at all, what it is, then do you transcribe more phonetically, or do you put a star after every single one word, or?
I wouldn't be using the star so liberally
Yeah, that's what
for
I
a
thought, that you're
non-native
not supposed
speaker.
to do it, but there's one I'm transcribing right now, a whole batch of dialogues where all four participants are non-native, and there's especially one there that I think he's Eastern European, and I think that's the only reason I can understand what he's saying at all, because I'm Eastern European. And but if you would just play it, I think, to recognize her, then what he says, the way he realizes words sounds nothing at all like it should be.
Well, right. And for that matter, a lot of native English speakers' realizations aren't going to be so true too.
I try to take consistency. If they always stress the wrong part of the word, then I think, okay, I'll let that in. But if it comes out in like one word is.
No, it's less of a stress. It's really like his I don't know, just the phonemes sounding differently.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bother to mark all of those instances.
Well, you can't really, because
No, I mean, yeah, you're gonna find that for any speaker, they have a set way of realizing these things. And it's just like Fiona was saying, that the word that stands out is something really aberrant. Like, I'm thinking of, I've used this example before, there's the guy who says, project instead of product.
Oh.
And it's something like project. And it's probably just his his pronunciation
Oh, I
of
think I've transcribed him in a head project that I'll
Yeah. Well,
evolution
they were clearly
criteria.
talking about a product, so I marked that as a mispronunciation or something to flag anyway.
And one guy who was saying evolution each time he meant
Oh,
evaluation
evaluation. Yeah, I remember that. That one I would flag just like you did. That's something definitely to mark
Yeah,
out.
but that's really something I would always transcribe it, you know, for lack of better knowledge or lack of context. And then at the end of the dialogue, it dawned on me that he actually meant evaluation.
Yeah.
And then I went back and replaced it in the whole transcription.
That's good. That's good.
Remember, we have a lecturer that can. I can never quite tell if he's saying problem or program.
Program.
Program. And I can't actually say it when I'm listening to him. I can't tell.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about certain speakers.
Yeah, basically,
it's just
I think
you
just
have
do
to
your
deal
best
with.
And hope for the best.
Yeah.
He's not involved with this.
Okay, so.
What's my lapel? That'll give some transcriber a headache.
Yeah.
Well, we have both headset and lapel transcription, so it's not too bad.
Oops.
I won't be transcribing.
Right here.
Yeah, let's have Mark transcribe.
Okay, so there have been lots of missed filled pauses. Everybody seems to miss those, some more than others. So just really keep an ear out for those.
It's easy to because you're so used to tuning them out in your music.
Mm-hmm.
When I go back over, I normally like go back to the beginning, do a quick pass of the main sections again, and think, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure I missed them plenty myself. But this second pass, we should really try to catch.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just saying this with a TV. There's
yeah.
T underscore V underscore. I thought we're just supposed to use the underscore between letters.
No,
no.
That's what I thought the first.
Okay,
day as
sorry,
well.
Then I've done it wrong so far.
Okay. Yeah, it should be after every acronym.
You know, you standardized all the field pauses of the R, and do we need to go through and change ones that people did differently? Like if like wherever an ER for change it all to UH.
Yeah, yeah. So at this point, the only file that's been checked is Melissa, one that Melissa did, and that was checked by me. So we're starting fresh with these, and you know, changes like that that were just announced. We'll be able to catch these first passes.
Okay.
So yeah, if you do see something like UHM for you would change that to the regularized version.
Okay.
And we just, you know, this is arbitrary, but we had to choose something and not let it get too convoluted with choice. Here's
so if they pause just where you've got it highlighted at the moment, that will the hyphen.
Mm-hmm. There.
So I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last video. Was that a like real definite I'm starting a new sentence here? Because I sometimes if it sounds like you could carry on saying the whole sentence, I sometimes don't have a hyphen there. But is it any
But it is a backtrack.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily restarting a sentence,
right.
But just restarting.
Yeah, I think of it in terms of, you know, not even maybe to. Well, if you think of it in terms of a syntactic tree, it doesn't have to go back all the way to the S note, but it just it might go back to the last.
Just
one
to
maybe.
The next note.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
I don't know what that was. Like if somebody that didn't know about linguistics are trying to transcribe.
It's just my way of knowing.
Yeah.
Sorry, because linguistics is all I've ever known.
Here's a. So that answers your question.
So
about, that answers
yes,
your question
yeah.
about this one up here. Okay. Here's where I heard another div sound, another false start, or a stutter, I would say.
It's from remote, and used to send message, of course, to the TV. It should have nine channel buttons, next button, volume buttons, subtitle buttons, switch to
Okay,
control
okay.
features, color, contrast, sharpness,
Okay.
etc. Make a match, but it's something. Checking your favorite personal features you would like to be integrated in this.
Okay, and there was a vowel in there, but you noticed that she just used the din, that's fine. The letter D.
What's the C? Is that
She
a
would like C. She
C
definitely
to be
is at the.
integrated in this new remote.
Oh, sorry. I didn't go.
Oh, I thought you said that, yeah.
Where you've written up, etc., is that how we're supposed to be writing it?
Yes. What is that? Yes, so she spelled it wrong.
Where?
Up here.
Oh, etc.
Yeah, so I mentioned that because of spelling. And yes, any.
Is it one word or is it two words?
It's one word.
Okay.
So I just said spelling.
I thought it would be
It's
like
not
et
admonishment.
ali.
Sorry?
But isn't it in Latin like et cetera? Like et ali? Or.
Like 80s.
No, like, when you have a citation and you say et al means and others, et ali is the forward, and et cetera means and following. So.
In the dictionary, then
Yeah.
it's one word.
Oh, and it is?
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. If you have any questions about spellings, I think I might have sent an email to this effect. Just check the Oxford English Dictionary online.
Okay.
That will be our guide. As far as I know, this is just missing an E, cetera. But anyway, you can. We've considered experimenting with running this through a spell check. You can take this as an Emacs file and run a spell check on it, but I think it would slow things down too much.
Yeah.
So just hopefully, in
Give
going
Emacs
through this
headache.
very carefully, you're going to notice these
Yeah, I
misspellings.
think if somebody could write, I don't know how difficult it would be in practice to write a script that would ignore all the word fragments, anything with a hyphen, then a spell check might make sense. But to just use simple Emacs, it will basically mark all the word fragments for you, and and I know from experience, at some point you also get negligent, you just click okay, that's not a
Yeah,
check, and then you might miss a real error,
right.
so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think you're right. So we will just hope that you catch it. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, so.
To be integrated
Sorry.
in. She would like see.
So I think she didn't
Okay,
catch
she was
the full
cutting
form.
off rather than saying she would like to see
Right.
something.
Yeah. I think she meant to use the infinitive, but she just left off the
But
T.
since C is an
Is a
actual
whole
full
word.
word, shouldn't there be a space between C and hyphen?
A space
Not to
between.
be.
She
She
would
would like to
like
be
C.
pedantic.
She would like
After
C.
no, the C and hyphen, shouldn't there be a space between?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks, I see. She just
That
like
was what
zoned
you
in
were
and
remarking about. Okay.
then.
There we go. Let me see that. Okay. What else? Be careful about finding mistranscriptions. So,
The word
Other
and
shaped buttons. She presented also an oversized remote, which she guarantees nobody will ever be able to lose.
So she transcribed that as wood.
Okay.
Okay. So.
But sometimes it's really difficult. Sometimes we really don't know whether they're saying will or would.
Well, I think it's quite clear
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I mean, obviously there are
But
going to
if
be.
it's not clear, do you just pick the more grammatical alternative, or
No, you try to keep it as
yeah.
true to
But
what's
if it,
being
but if it's
said.
really not, absolutely not clear,
Then you
when it's a
swallow.
w instead, some people, when they just swallow up the last bit. Or do you just then transcribe
I'd have to
what?
hear it
Yeah.
because it sounds like it could be a fragment.
Yeah.
I just have to hear it. You don't want to be prescriptive and type
Yeah.
what you think they should have said,
Yeah.
but I do know the type of scenario you're describing. It's just hard to answer that without hearing something
The O should be capitalized.
Yeah, they should all, I stopped marking
Okay.
because there were just too many, but.
Should it? Because if they lose, it's
the
I see. For one second.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
okay.
You're right, right.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a yes in there. And what's that?
But are you ready for personal?
So another mistful start.
Favorite really, she would very much like to see.
There was creakiness on the sheet, but you don't need to mark that as a separate sound.
Sometimes I've made butts after like words after laughter, I've made them capitalized because I've not been sure if the laughter's been cutting everything off.
And it sounds like the laughter is just interrupting an utterance that continues
mm-hmm.
after the laughter. I wouldn't worry
okay.
about capitalizing.
So what about if a whole utterance is uttered while laughing? Do you put the laughter before? What I when that
yeah,
happens,
right.
what I do is I put laughter in front, then the whole sentence and laughter in you know at the end as well.
If you hear just laughter on either side, yeah, do that.
No, it's laughter throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll have
yeah.
to.
If some people laughing themselves silly at absolutely nothing.
Okay, so laughter during speech.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to Melissa.
Because in the ICSI dialogues, they always say, you know, while laughing, and we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they say either. So there, it's really not ambiguous whether
mm-hmm.
it's just laugh followed by a normally spoken utterance, or whether it's an utterance spoken while laughing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a distinction there, and we don't have it.
No, we don't have any
yeah.
qual tags that they use, but I'll figure that one out and put it up on the wiki or email you. Good question. I've come across that as well. Let's see.
Use speech recognizer integrated in this remote. The industrial designer.
Yeah, I don't know what that noise was indicating. We can skip on. There are other types of things I want to point out. Let's see.
And how it would work, you press the button, the chip is Morse code related, relays the electrical channel to the generator amplification. And the circuit board is very inexpensive to build,
mm-hmm.
and so she thinks this is a great feature to consider.
Circuit. I forget if she's a person that calls circuit circuit. Did she say circuit? I didn't really hear that.
I'm not sure.
So would you have been tempted to just put an asterisk?
If it's her, I
circuit
just caught the end
board.
Of it.
The circuit board.
No, not for that one. So
yeah.
I had one person who said circuit.
Oh, okay.
But then I wouldn't put an asterisk on it. I thought asterisk is something where it's pronounced as a totally different word, like evaluation and evolution.
No, not necessarily. No,
okay.
It's just something that the speech recognizer is liable to trip up on.
Because
yeah.
This is a very frequent mistake that non-native speakers make,
mm-hmm.
to say circuit instead of circuit.
That may be, but I probably would flag it. Depending on how different the vowel sound was.
Mm.
It's going to be your call in a lot of these
something
cases.
Like if I took that one because it was, well, the language teacher wouldn't like allow that to move on to the next day. And that wouldn't, they wouldn't let that pass. Sort of.
Okay.
Or I mean, if somebody, that I'd point it out to them.
Here's a case of where I... found a case of discontinuity.
She would like this whole thing should be push buttons.
But, you know, because she's a non-native English speaker, I don't know. Maybe that was grammatically unmarked for her.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Maybe that wasn't her restarting. Maybe that
was. Because otherwise you could end up putting a hyphen after every hesitation mark you have.
Mm-hmm. So again, I don't know. That was
just
my reflex at the time to put that there, but
just a prosodic marker rather than an actual whole hesitation.
Yeah,
as in that whole like
simple chip.
Right.
She would like this whole thing should be push buttons.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just read the rest of the sentence.
Is push buttons two words?
Yeah.
I'm
tried the rest too.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna skip ahead. Oh, let's see. Here was it.
Should be battery operated, and of course you have a special case.
So I hear she would quite clearly there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a good number of them you'll be able to resolve.
Okay.
Just helps to have the context and be able
to. Well, it could be she
it.
Would or should as well.
Well, okay. Yes, it could be a lot of things.
Marketing expert who has to finally come up with to market this product.
So there's another case where there wasn't a space between a non-word fragment and a restart. Okay, what else? There was an extra little symbol in here. That was just kind of carelessness. So even if it's something as brief as mm-hmm, we're going to go ahead and capitalize that. Marika asked me what to do in case of an utterance just consisting of laughter. Do we use punctuation in these cases? I haven't been.
I haven't done.
I don't think
it's too silly.
Yeah.
It's not linguistic.
No.
Well, not, yeah. I know.
I'm just thinking of, you know, a utterance consisting entirely of laughter and then putting like punctuation, like,
ha ha. Someone's going to have fun transcribing that.
Sorry. If we start the conversation in the common room, like, it's a laughter linguistic, then they could come up with something.
I'm trying to understand, interpret my note here. Delete and clap those sounds and the sounds.
Okay, I guess there just really wasn't enough to transcribe.
What I really like.
Yeah, because it was really just silence, and you're asking the person to just ignore.
Yeah, so like I said, click down here just to, if you haven't learned that trick already, that won't play any surrounding seconds. So there's nothing there worth transcribing.
Just notice the random yes, like of having hyphens before, because of
scroll up a little bit.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that second one from the top. I'm going to have to go back and find my places where I've had someone pausing and then saying, yeah, and then this, I need to go back and find.
Oh, so you haven't put hyphen in hyphen? Oh, I see,
Okay. Hyphens or commas?
Commas?
Yeah.
For
that
type
of
situation?
I sort of just saw that help.
Actually, a couple of times where they've repeated a word, I've put a comma between them. Should that be no comma?
Commas are fine.
Okay.
Eventually they're going to be extracted globally, so it doesn't matter.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, we can just wipe them out. <like elsewhere. laughs>
Okay.
I get quite prolific with my commas at times.
I am too. I like commas. And then Steve Reynolds, who's project manager, had a look at I think it was my transcription. All these comments doing in here. But he didn't, ultimately he said it wasn't a problem.
Okay, cool.
They will, they'll help in the case of discourse marking, but his point was that they're really subjective, right? Something that you, the transcriber here,
just to make sense of the sentence.
Yeah. I really like using commas.
I read somebody's PhD proposals yesterday, and it's like, well, you could have a comma in here and one there.
What is cutest coming?
She spelled cutest with an I. So
that's
just something I pointed out. Okay, what else?
Yesterday.
Thank you. So here's, let's see. Now this was
that one step behind
evaluation criteria.
So she typed hour, and I didn't quite hear that, but
No, this was our evaluation criteria.
But you can see how it could have been. I
Well, if
don't
you
know.
were Cockney, then
No, this was our evaluation criteria.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes you get like you're not sure if it's an
A,
A yeah or not
right, and you can never know, but if
yeah.
it fits well enough as a as an indefinite article, then
Yeah, do it
may as well. So which
okay.
did you just
Oh,
do?
I was suggesting that it be instead of hour.
No, this was our evaluation criteria, we don't
But
evaluate.
this
Several vowels in there.
yeah, it's tricky. It gets ambiguous. I don't know. What's the swell? Oh,
Well, there's a production email.
I hear the well there.
Yeah.
But this being the headset, my channel may make it easier to hear. She transcribed from the lapel mic.
I've had one person with a dodgy headphone where, or dodgy
Oh.
something where,
Oh.
most of the time it's as if they've got the hand over something.
Oh, God.
That's
And you transcribed that speaker entirely?
Yeah.
If that comes up
Yeah,
again,
it is.
we've got headset mic files now. In
Yeah.
fact, they replaced all the lapel mic files on the MMM server with headset mic files, which we weren't asking them to do, but anyway, they did it. So now we don't have the lapel mic files. Apparently, the headset mic files are just a bit louder. So
Right.
you've probably found yourself turning the volume down considerably. But
Thank you for the
apparently, other than that,
warning.
they're just as good.
Right.
But let us know because we can retrieve the.
Yeah, with some
Yeah.
people it actually leads to some really screeching noises because they're so loud or probably the mic is so close. I had this one in one of the first dialogues I did, this guy called Ed. You could always see the waveform actually, being just hitting the boundaries on both ends and just being at some points just black segments. And when he was talking, there was this whole, when you speak too close to a microphone. And that was really horrible.
I have people that say, "Is this on?" I'm like, "Hit it a few times."
Okay. I don't think I'm gonna go through
Nice.
any more of these because I think I've gotten through most of the types that I meant to point out.
How about names that somebody says the name of somebody and you think, who? And you don't know how to spell their name or if you heard the right name. Sorry?
Oh, I had one guy, one of the project managers was, he had a really weird accent and he was calling one guy Mr. Ed. His name was Ed. And it took me a long time to find out that it was actually Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
No, but that it wasn't one word, that it wasn't like some
Yeah.
proper name starting with M.
Mr.
Mm-hmm. I did see, I've been looking at some guidelines for another corpus and I did see something about proper names, so I'll have a look at that and
Right.
see
Well,
how we can
but
help
don't you
out
guys have this data? Know the people's names, like when you collect the
Yeah, quite
data,
possibly,
or
but
people
since it's
fill
coming
out the forms
from
and
Ixi, it's coming from IDIOP in Switzerland. Yeah, it should be easy enough to get, but it's one other step, emailing somebody to find out who knows
Okay.
this information.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
No, but it's information that we theoretically have.
Yeah, because everyone signs a consent form when they participate in the experiment. So we ought to be able to get
We
that.
didn't sign one.
But there sh we should also have a means of dealing with proper names when we don't know what it is or how it might be spelled at all and flagging that in some way. So I'll try to address both things.
What was Mister again? I can't remember seeing how to transcribe
Mister?
Mister.
Oh, just type Mister fully.
M-R.
No,
M-I-S-T-E.
Mr.
Yeah, and same with Mrs. M-I-S-S-U-S.
U.S.
Mrs.
Actually, check the dictionary.
Mrs.
Yeah, you would never type the abbreviated spelling
What if
or
somebody
anything.
calls themselves Ms.? I mean,
Oh, I
it's
see.
not that's never
I'm
happened,
sure
but
there's a spelling in
yeah.
OED, yeah. So, what about foreign words? What do we do when we're checking?
if we come up with something.
Oh, right, so the transcriber's enclosing everything in carrots.
Yeah.
And what you would do is.
It was French, so I knew how to explain.
That's a good question, because you will be leaving question marks there.
Yeah. I mean, if it's in carrots and they know
right.
It's fine, does that matter?
It shouldn't, because things are going to be left, like the asterisks will be left for the subsequent processing. But carrots with question marks in between would have to be resolved in some way.
Or could we just change it to an at between the carrots?
Yeah.
Because it's unintelligible.
Yeah, I suppose that's all we can do, really.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be polyglot.
Oh, so even if we know what the word means, we're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah. If it's a foreign word and you know what it is, just enclose it in carrots.
Yeah, because there's one dialogue where I think two speakers are French, like one is definitely French. And I know she's saying, and then somebody's saying something to her, and she goes, "Come on," and then you know that.
Yeah. If you're confident, get a fair grasp on French, for example.
Why not accidentally translating the process?
Yeah. Okay. There's just one other thing. She typed "okay" in caps.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
O, capital K, and. Huge no-no. I don't know why she missed that in the guidelines.
Are we doing okay
yeah.
just as O,
okay.
okay, not as a okay, A-Y?
It is okay, A-Y.
A-Y, A-Y, A-Y.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, it will be your job to catch all of these things.
Find some of those.
No transcriber will be checking, checker will be
checking
their
own
transcription, yes.
So transcriber will be
we will catch these things
to remember that one
more efficiently, I think. And I'll just go to the board. Do I have to hit this step on?
Oh yeah, because every time somebody would be going over there, you'd
hear
all the sound.
I can hear the chairs moving and then.
And about five or six breaks in between as they're making their way there.
Okay, so I guess just for the sake of using the whiteboard, I'm training a little more time. I'll just write down the things that are most common to be checked. So,
the whiteboard marker is a kind of like, wow.
That's some wow.
Okay, so,
this
is the list of things to do as the checker. So, you want to listen to the silent regions, then check the speech regions, and as part of that, you want to check the boundaries, and oh, by the way, this should be transcribed. Any missed speech? And let's see what else. Okay. And within this, checking the speech segments, you want to listen for or look for missed. Look for missed punctuation. Pauses. Words in stuttering. And if you have a stuttered word, you don't need to use the hyphen to mark discontinuity. It's just so if somebody says the then it's just the. Words in and false starts. Short words, make sure little words like the and articles and that kind of thing don't get omitted. Short words and word fragments.
Those are the commonly missed things. And then look for cases of missed transcription. Seems so silly, but anyway. Missed transcription, so make sure that the speaker said will, you type will, not would, or if they say we, even though it might be even more grammatically correct to type we're, that kind of thing. That cases of ellipsis where maybe the transcriber typed them, but really what was said was And look for capitalization. I'm not even gonna do any more of this. Capitalization, spelling, use the OED to check on things you don't know about. Refer to the wiki for all regularized spelling and things like fill pauses.
I just remembered one.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, when it's just a K, but it's at the beginning of a sentence. Should the K be capitalized?
No. Well, apostrophe and then K-A-Y.
And then, yeah, capitalize the K.
Good.
Yeah.
That marker smells really bad.
I think it smells really good.
You've been doing this too long.
I used to always love smelling markers. I became addicted to perfumes.
Please paint.
What else did I find? So the make sure the dash, the hyphen, whatever you call it, is being used appropriately in cases of discontinuity, but not in stuttering, like I said. and don't use it when the utterance is clearly continued in the next segment or whatever. Don't transcribe in breaths or out breaths, and okay should never be two capital letters, it should be OKAY. And one other thing is to break up long segments if you find any. So
over a minute.
Yeah, but that's a kind of crude guideline. I'd say just anything that seems unmanageable.
So if something is a minute and 3 seconds, I can still have it.
Yeah. Really, it means nothing to say a minute. It's just a really crude guideline. I would just try to keep segments very manageable. But you know, use these waveforms to help you. Mm-hmm. And you can adjust the resolution so that... that didn't help me too much, but you can use this little slide bar to adjust the resolution.
If you just click on one of the arrows.
Which?
The
arrows
on the
resolution.
It will. Yeah, this one?
Yeah.
Not that one. The other
one
next to it.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can also, if you go to signal and. It's something under signal where you can adjust the amplitude. As well on the resolution.
Okay, right.
Then you can also wait. Nothing, that's not. If you go to control panel, signal control panel. No, signal control panel. The vertical zoom, you can adjust that as well. So if it seems too flat for you, or you can.
That's good.
Okay. All right.
I think I have nothing. I was hearing stuff, but there was nothing on my way for it. So I had to find where everything was.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to know.
Okay.
Panel. Yeah, so to help you make cuts, just look, you know, use this waveform and make sure you're not losing any signal information. But cutting segments down is a low priority, but it will help ultimately, I think. Processing wise,
I've got a bit fine cutting mine down at the moment.
Yeah, don't get excessive about it because that just ends up taking too much time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think from a speech recognition point of view, it shouldn't matter. Segments being whatever length they happen to be.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen other people's transcription guidelines, like for the ICSI project at Berkeley and elsewhere, indicating that it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The point is just to get them into manageable.
Okay.
Easier to checking it in it rather than getting this into a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's the best reason for cutting them down. But hopefully, that will be done during the first pass because that's all important. Making the checker's job a little easier. And then, yeah, just be sure after you've gone through the four channels to do a search on all the unknowns, all the cases of ambiguity or whatever. And what else was I going to say? The way we'll be allocating this is the same as before. It's going to be on the same page, just further down, scroll down, you'll see all files. And I've already allocated some things to be checked. So if you run out of work, go ahead and start checking because this is something that's considerably bottlenecked at the moment.
So is this the priority then?
Yeah, I'd say for now, we don't even have much new stuff to be gone over for a first pass. So it's important that we do the second pass. And I've indicated in a column whether something is priority. I think if it's high priority. So those would be the ones you would focus on first, obviously. And when it comes, you don't want to change the file name in any way. Just keep it the same. There's going to be a checking in procedure. I don't know if anybody's mentioned this before, but you'll know about this with the CVS.
Yeah.
So
well, I know about this for the summarization. I haven't done this for the traditional.
Right, but it'll be similar. But they're creating a guy, Jonathan, is creating a web form for you to do this all very simply. And just upload everything that you've upload the file that you've transcribed.
Oh, right.
And you'll be noting whether it's the first pass or the second pass, and your name is the person who did that particular pass. And that will happen soon. I'll let you know.
So do we just open the file as we open the files for the first pass? Open
Yeah.
Excel file and then
Yeah, you'll have
push.
to. I would suggest creating a folder called Files to be Checked or something like that.
In your home directory.
Yeah, and then within that, create subfolders for the given name. And you'll have to get all the sound files, unfortunately, from an NM server on your own. The IMEI server's not very reliable for getting these sound files uncorrupted. So you'll have to get all the sound files from the MMM server, and the person's transcription file should be in that folder where you're putting yours. And then you'll just, you'll copy that over. Don't move it over because you're going to have multiple versions of these things. But yeah, copy it into your directory. And keep the same name. And then when you check it in, it will automatically be registered. Even though the first pass was checked in when we're doing this checking in business, it will know which pass it is. But I think you'll also be indicating that as well.
That's a vaguely connected question. you'll know. Originally, when we first replied, say yes, we'd be interested in doing this, it said 6 weeks, and your contracts say 8th of May, which is longer in advance than, which is a greater amount of time than 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's actually 6. What is it? Is it 3 months? I think.
I've got a 3 month contract.
Yeah, they're 3 month contracts, and now if you can't keep that, that's fine. But it's just a logistic thing with personnel, where we have, that was the minimum. Able to offer a contract for. So if you have to bow out, let us know as soon as you know when
When
you're
it gets
going to
into the
stop.
holidays, and not
Yeah,
necessarily out with the holidays.
obviously those kinds of things we'll have to work around, but yeah, it's just one of those
Just checking.
Once we actually get into the Easter holidays, because we're having lectures at the moment, can we be more flexible with our hours if we want to?
I should think so. I
I
mean,
mean,
the whole
depending on
point
what's
of
used on the computers.
keeping, well, as long as you're able to, work out use of your computer with the other person, that's fine. Yeah. The whole point of having regular hours was to make sure that somebody was here to answer your questions.
Sure.
But
That's
you've got
what I like.
keys.
Yes.
Yes.
So you should be able to get in during odd hours if you want to
And if
work.
you can plug microphones into Apple and Tower computers, I'm keeping it there
Yeah,
as well.
I don't see why not. As long as you're
doing your
giving
sort of evaluations. I think you'll all be paid.
I'm having to
have you not?
I'm having sorts of tax stuff out before I can send my stuff in, because I need to make sure I'm sending in the right form.
Okay.
But they want you to know what examining board I got my A levels in.
Really?
Yeah, for human resources. I thought, surely you don't need that information, because it was about to take me half an hour. Well, it did when I was like just going through the forms and filling in all the details. I thought, I'm not going to spend a couple of hours getting photocopies of degree certificates to give you for your files if I'm just going to be here. I think at one place it said give us copies of degrees. Oh, maybe I'm getting mixed up with something else, but it wanted a A-level like examining board, which seemed a bit ridiculous.
If you have any problems with that, seek Caroline Hastings. I mean, if it's
right.
for this job and
mm-hmm.
you're getting paid,
yeah,
that's not necessary. And Caroline Hastings, I'll do it.
But also, if pay is a matter, like if it's a matter that you haven't gotten paid for some reason, I hope that's not.
Yeah,
not
I haven't gotten paid for the first 2 weeks because I only have a 3 month contract starting February, but I started mid January.
Talk to Karen.
Yeah.
Because I really don't know why that would be. I'm here full time now, so
okay.
I'll be here Monday through Friday. And I leave at 4 now, so you won't find me any time after that.
But is your husband now a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah.
My husband's always baby.
Oh, so is your baby then?
Yes.
One assumes this.
How old is that?
He's 4.5 months.
Oh,
he's very lovely.
He's a child.
He's sleeping through.
Yeah, that's the question I was just going to ask.
Yeah, well, only as of Friday, actually.
Wow.
I was telling Melissa this. Do you want us to stop?
Do you think you're done?
Yeah.
Okay. The tapes are about to run out.
Yeah.
Oh, good, that worked out well.
I was telling Melissa that.
Do we have to tick on everything again when we finish this?
Oh.
To say that we've